Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There is a yellow level 2 warning that's been issued for severe thunderstorms with more hard rain over Gauteng, the Mpumalanga Highveld, the Bushveld areas of Limpopo and the eastern parts of both the northwest and the Free State. It will also be cooler today. Pretoria and Polokwane up to 25, Joburg 23, Mpumalanga 24, eMalahleni 22 and Rustenburg a high of 28 degrees.
That accident in Midrand on the N1 southbound at New Road and the accident on the N1 southbound at Olifantsfontein Road means that there is currently about a 30-minute delay from the Brakfontein interchange.
Johannesburg Mayor Dada Morero has denied claims that the city has paid influencers to promote it on social media. This follows social media outcries after some people on social media praised Morero for opening a new clinic in Soweto. Morero told the media yesterday he uses the communications team in his office. He also announced a string of interventions yesterday to get Joburg back on its feet. And Denmark's Defence Ministry has announced it's bringing forward military service for women by 2 years. Women who turn 18 after the July the 1st this year could be required to take part in an annual ballot from next year to determine which ones must perform mandatory military service, something which is already required of men. Faced with the rising threat posed by Russia, Denmark has also announced additional defence spending. And with that, looking at our Business Minute. Well, the international oil price is keeping steady, but at higher prices after the report by the American Petroleum Institute of a large decline in U.S. crude stockpiles. Official data expected to be published in America today could shed further light. Markets are also weighing the possible Russia-Ukraine ceasefire, but Bloomberg reports that the oil price remains more than 10% lower since mid-January. And Asian equities were hit by a plunge in automakers this morning after U.S. President Donald Trump announced painful tariffs on all imported vehicles. It will come into effect on the 3rd of April and impacts foreign-made cars and light trucks. Key automobile parts will also be hit within the month. About half of the cars sold in America are made within the country. Of the imported motors, about half come from Mexico and Canada, with Japan, South Korea and Germany also major suppliers. A dollar this morning at 18 Rand 21, a euro 19 Rand 62, a pound 23 Rand 51 cents. Gold at $3,032.15 per fine ounce, that higher oil price at $73.86 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza. There's more news at 7.
Well, it was announced yesterday South African Rugby confirmed FNB as the principal partner of all the national teams, with the bank's logo taking center stage on the front of the jersey from now on. The partnership with the women's team has already been going for 3 years. FNB reportedly beat out interest from international brands, with the jersey now understood to have a value of approximately 300 million rand. Blitzbox captain Selwyn David says they are going to have a real go at winning the Hong Kong Sevens for the first time in 30 attempts. South Africa have never managed to win the tournament. The previous venue, the Hong Kong Stadium, dating back to 1993. So they'll be hoping for better luck at the brand new Kai Tak Stadium. The Blitzbox are currently fourth in the series standings behind leaders Argentina, Spain and Fiji. Sundowns will earn a fee of 174 million rand for participating in the FIFA Club World Cup. They're among four African countries taking part in the expanded 32-team tournament, and that kicks off in June. It'll be played in the United States between the 14th of June and the 13th of July, and they are in a tough group that consists of Borussia Dortmund, Fluminense, and Ulsan, and if they progress to the round of 16, they'll pocket another 136 million rand. And Quinton de Kock in glorious form with an unbeaten 97 from 61 balls to lead the Kolkata Knight Riders to an 8-wicket victory in their IPL match against the Rajasthan Royals. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jacka Sport. Jacka Red F.